what else needs to take place before the rapture happens? We're likely going to see the red heifer sacrificed in the year 2024, and the ashes are going to be used in a ritual ceremony that is going to lead to the construction of the third temple. However, a normalization agreement must be put in place before the third temple will be built, and the U.S. is currently in talks right now with Saudi Arabia to get this deal done. The deal will have Saudi officially recognizing Israel as a Jewish state and will likely allow Israel to rebuild the Temple of God in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. In return, the U.S. is going to provide protection for Saudi Arabia and allow them to build a civilian nuclear program. So it's likely that the Saudis are going to be on board with this deal. According to biblical prophecy, the third temple must be rebuilt before the rapture can occur. And as I speak, the U.S. is currently undergoing negotiations with Saudi Arabia, and they're working out all the details so that they can get a deal done within approximately 9 to 12 months. However, we do know that deals always end up taking much longer than expected, but hopefully the deal does get done by 2024 or 2025. Once the deal's done, Israel will then need to rebuild the temple, which can take another year. Now we're looking at the year 2026. And once that third temple is built, then we'll know that the rapture is near. Moreover, the Jews must begin animal sacrifices again in order for them to cease. Then, the last half of Daniel's 70th week will begin, otherwise known as the Great Tribulation, or the time of Jacob's trouble. This is the time of God's wrath, and we are not appointed to this wrath, but to obtain salvation from our Lord Jesus Christ. So we will be raptured right before God's wrath comes down. As in the days of Noah and Lot, the same day that Lot left Sodom, it rained down fire from heaven. Likewise, is it going to be the day that we get raptured? The first trumpet blast is going to be hail and fire mingled with blood that's going to be cast to the earth. Therefore, it will rain fire from heaven at the very first trumpet, just as in the days of Lot. To those that dwell on the earth, it will be sudden destruction. And if you notice that you don't see this sudden destruction at the first seal, no. The sudden destruction comes at the very first trumpet, and you do not see sudden destruction with a 7-year peace deal or a 7-year peace treaty. And that's because the 7-year tribulation theory is a false theory. It's a false doctrine. The Great Tribulation, otherwise known as the time of Jacob's trouble, only lasts 3.5 years. This is the time when Israel is going to be in trouble. And this is the time when Israel is going to be given into the hands of the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, and it's going to be for a time, times, and half a time. And this is why it is called the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob is not going to be in trouble during the first half of a 7-year peace deal. That does not make any sense. But most folks that hold to the 7-year pre-tribulation theory say that the two witnesses are going to prophesy in the first half of the tribulation, but this is also false. The book of Revelation states that the two witnesses die right before the seventh trumpet. The seventh trumpet is the last trumpet, meaning that the Great Tribulation is nearly finished by the time that the two witnesses die. The seventh trumpet is towards the end of Jacob's trouble. It's not the beginning, it's not the middle, but it is the end. So their theory makes absolutely no sense at all. The total duration is only 3.5 years. It is not 7. However, more than 90% of Christians have been deceived by this doctrine. But again, before the rapture can occur, the third temple must be rebuilt and temple sacrifices must be reactivated in order to fulfill the abomination of desolation and for the man of sin to be revealed. I know that Jesus already put an end to the daily sacrifices when he was nailed to the cross and he rose again. However, this is a dual prophecy, meaning that there is more than one fulfillment, and we see this with many prophecies. We see this in Daniel 12, from the time that the daily sacrifices shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh the desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to 1,335 days. This 1,335 days is the entire duration of the Great Tribulation from the start to finish, and we see that it begins with the daily sacrifices being taken away and the abomination set up. This event is what starts the 1,335 days clock, which is the time, times, and half a time, otherwise known as the 3.5 years of Great Tribulation. And the abomination of desolation is when the false prophet is going to make an idol of the beast and place the idol in the temple of God, in the holy place, which is also called the sanctuary. And the beast will also sit in the temple of God, declaring himself as God, blaspheming the one true God and demanding worship from all. And at this time will begin the time such as was not since the beginning, the days of vengeance, the time of trouble, the day of trouble, and it will begin with the great earthquake and the sun turning to darkness, the moon turning to blood, the stars of heaven falling to the earth, and then every eye is going to see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And his appearance is going to be like lightning, and he is going to gather us, the elect, onto himself as eagles are gathered to a dead body. And as we know, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And from that point on out, we're going to forever be with the Lord. And all this occurs at the sixth seal. This is when people on earth can see Christ, and we know that when Christ appears, that we will appear with him in glory. And then in the fire of his wrath, he shall make Jerusalem desolate, for he will gather the wicked, and they're going to be melted in the fire of his wrath, and all of Israel that sees him are going to weep bitterly over him as one weeps for the loss of an only son, for they will repent of their unbelief, just as doubting Thomas believed once he saw the risen Christ. And in that day, their blind eyes are going to be opened, and they're going to see the error of their ways, and they're going to weep, and they're going to sorrow, and they're going to repent, and they're going to be willing to give up their lives for Christ during the Great Tribulation. And all because they realize that for 2,000 years they have been rejecting the one true Messiah, the King of Israel. And therefore, they are called saints that are killed during the Great Tribulation. Some refer to them as tribulation saints, but they are those that have come to faith after they have seen Jesus coming in the clouds to rapture his elect. And then after they have seen him, now do they believe. They're still going to be considered saints, but they are not the first fruits. They're not the firstborn man-child. But that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel, and that is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life, and that life is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that died for our sins, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Jesus is the Lamb of God that is without blemish, meaning that he never sinned. He's the Holy One of God, and he died so that we sinners can live. You see, all the sins of the world were placed upon Jesus Christ on the cross. He bore all of our sins, all of our iniquities, and his righteous blood was shed for all of us sinners. So if you believe this good news, that your sin debt has been paid in full on the cross by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, then you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise until the day of our redemption. That is when Jesus Christ returns on the clouds to rapture us, his elect, to be with him forever. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.